Chicken pot pie. Food is always popular with people talking about it, selling it, growing and raising it, trading recipes, criticizing its taste and preparation, perfecting its creation, enjoying it with a fancy wine or domestic beer. With lots of restaurants and eating establishments closed in our community, those of us who don't have cooking interest or skills fend for ourselves. In honor of our current American lockdown, due to a mysterious virus from the East, tonight's meal is a chicken pot pie, prepared and sold by Marie Callender in a local Smith's grocery for $2.79 plus tax. Slipping it into the microwave for 10 minutes, with 2 minutes to cool down, it makes a dinner, not too much to give me nightmares, but enough to make me feel full and sleep when I turn in. Why do you have to write about a chicken pot pie? Some might laugh. I can only say that Scott Trex writes out of the moment, and this moment belongs to Marie's pot pie. This pie is a crust many bakers would kill for, chock full of meat and veggies, and is so much cheaper and better than I could cook on my own if I had to buy all the ingredients. We had these when we were growing up, but they were cooked by our mother, who was a master chef without the title. Taking a few photos of the pie and looking at it as I eat convinces me that even after this lockdown becomes history, my eating habits have changed forever. Eating light and eating at home is a money saver. Because I live in a city far away from where people raise and grow food, I get a little jumpy in times like these. What do us city folks do when we can't buy a pot pie or chicken or pasta or fruit in our stores? When that happens, revolution is just around our corner. All this national drama twisting around me like a tornado makes this pot pie, this evening, much more important than it should be. Food gets more important as it becomes harder to get.